This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
Hello, we're here for More Happier, a podcast where we get more happier. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Gretch.
So today we've got a theme of listening. There's a lot of listening happening. But first, let's talk about something that's making us more happier in general.
Yeah, Gretchen, you know what's making me more happier is, you know how I always complain to you that like most people have summer, you know, is summer. But for me, summer is like the fall. It's usually my busiest work time. Well, it has come to pass that this year it really is like a summer I'm having. And having summer feel like summer is just the best thing ever. Like, it is making me so happy. Everyone I encounter, I'm like, you know, usually I don't have a summer.
Yeah.
But I'm really having the summer this year. And it's just, even though I'm still working, and I mean, I haven't really even done anything, like gone to the beach or anything like that, I just feel different. Like, I feel so happy that I have a light load this summer.
And is this only because
walking on air?
Is this because the fantasy, because season two got pushed, or would this be that case either way?
Well, it would kind of be the case either way. It's really because originally we thought it had to be on the air at the end of May. So we rushed to get through it.
Oh.
So had we known it wasn't going to be on in May, we'd still be shooting. We wouldn't have done it so fast. So I guess in a sense, it's, you know, it's just, it is because of the original schedule.
Oh, right.
And it just feels so good. I mean, I don't know how I could ever work a lot in the summer again, though, because I just love the feeling of having a real summer.
Yeah, and you were always kind of out of step with the mood of everybody else. Like, there's kind of this kickback, school's out vibe, even when you're working all the time. But you really were like a lot of times you didn't even go to Kansas City, right? Like, I'm trying to think back. Weren't there years where it was really hard for you to Kansas City?
I would usually get for a few days, but it could be hard, or I had to work a lot.
Yeah, or you had to work.
So now, now it's just, again, I'm still working, but it's just, it's just a totally different vibe.
Yeah.
So it's a summer vibe.
Oh, that's so
over
nice.
Here at the Fierro household.
That's so nice.
How about you? What is making you more happier?
Well, you know, I've been working on this book of aphorisms, and I just have to say, it just, I get so much pleasure from it. And I get, maybe like summer, it's kind of a feeling of hooky, where it's like, my main project is my book about the five senses. But then, like, on the side, I'm writing this book about aphorisms. And it's just, I'm collecting proverbs of the professions, and I'm collecting other people's aphorisms, and I'm reading aphorisms. But then, and then, like, I'll have an idea, and I'll try to distill it into concise, powerful language. And it's just this sort of bite-sized creativity that is just utterly refreshing and delightful. I feel like it's fun the way Outer Order, Inner Calm was fun. You know, it was like a little straightforward, fun project. And I feel like, I mean, all my projects are fun, but some are more challenging, whereas this is challenging, but right. in a, like a very sentence-to-sentence way. And so I'm finding it just like a different kind of way to be creative, but you sort of get in and out of it. You know, I don't have to hold huge paragraphs in my head or right. like, well, should this whole section
editing.
Be moved?
Yes.
And, you know, where it's just like, it's complicated, which is part of the fun, but it's also fun to have something where it's just like, it's just this one sentence. And then I'm like, ooh, I'll replace the verb reach with a verb stretch. And okay, my work is done. It's just fun. So
question, because I always think of your book of aphorisms as never actually coming out. I feel like it's going to be something you're going to be like 75 and be like, so I need that for my book of aphorisms.
Yeah.
It feels like the like almost like a diary.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to actually publish it at some point?
Well, you know, I was thinking about that because it is the kind of thing where you could work, I could work on it for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
But I do want it to see the light of day. And so I need to think about that. And I think my next big project, which is right now I'm calling it Scientific Oracle. I'm already like thinking about that book. Intrigued. That's going to be a big, very complicated book. And so I might try to do something with the Book of Aphorisms in between. Mm. But yeah, I know what you mean. It's sort of like there's no logical ending to it. I could, it could yes. be like five volumes that I publish posthumously. Yeah. So yeah, so I gotta be thinking about that. But it's fun to work on whatever happens to it in the world. It's certainly fun for me as a plaything, as a creative plaything.
Do you have an all-time favorite aphorism?
Oh, there's so many.
Or could you never choose?
I could never choose. I could. I could never choose. There's so many good ones. So many good ones.
Okay. All right. Coming up, we're going to hear about Gretchen's trip to see Paul McCartney. But first, this break. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. There are some stories from our mother's life that I love to hear about. I love hearing about how she played with a tin dollhouse when she was a girl. And just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for our families forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother and mother figures for years to come. And it makes a wonderful keepsake book so you never, never lose these wonderful stories and memories.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, like, what was your favorite toy as a little girl, or what was your first job? All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/happier. That's storyworth.com/happier to save $10 on your first purchase. Okay, Gretch, this is so fun. This is our segment that we call Unforeseen Consequences. We talk about something happening that we weren't expecting from a choice we made.
Yeah.
And you had that because you went to see Paul McCartney, which was an unforeseen consequence of having watched the Get Back documentary.
Yes. So you told me to watch Get Back, and I loved it, of course. And then Chuck, our producer Chuck, told us that he was going to see Paul McCartney in Los Angeles. And then we started thinking like, wow, Paul McCartney is actually like touring. Yeah. To me, in my mind, he was just like on this, you know, ethereal plane. He's actually touring. And so Jamie and I went. It was at Meadowlands, the MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. It was amazing. It was his last stop in his North American tour. It was 2 days before his 80th birthday.
Oh my gosh.
So when we were driving there, there was this huge billboard that was like, New Jersey says happy birthday, Sir Paul McCartney. It was so great. And it was just what you would think. He played old songs, new songs. It was so good. Bruce Springsteen showed up. Jon Bon Jovi showed up. He played our song for the summer, Elizabeth, I've Got a Feeling,
yes,
as first encore. And there was this beautiful moment where, like, so he played a couple songs, and he's so funny, and so it just seems like, he just seems like such a nice person. But anyway, he plays a couple songs, and then he just sort of paused, and he looked out in the audience, and he said, I'm just going to take a moment for myself and drink it all in. And I just thought, I was just like, it was this huge, I mean, I was asking Jamie how many people he thought were there. He said he estimated 60,000. I mean, it was packed.
Wow.
All these people there. It was so fun. But Elizabeth, when you said, hey, you should watch this documentary, I mean, I said to Jamie, when was the last time we went to a big concert like this? And he's like, I do not even remember. We just don't do that very much at all.
I just feel like following these things, like getting to these unforeseen consequences, and we focus usually on the good consequences, or at least not bad consequences.
Yeah.
It's so life-affirming. It's like when I find myself in the dog bakery with Adam, I'm like, this is a fun, unforeseen consequence. Didn't see this one coming, but it's fun.
But, you know, maybe it's that atmosphere of growth that we're talking about all the time as part of happiness. It's like you can't anticipate where the growth will come because it's something that you haven't foreseen. Like, the Book of Aphorisms is pretty foreseeable for me. Like, it's very much the kind of thing that I
you.
Do.
It's very you.
It's very me, and that's part of the fun of it. But then it's fun to do something that's not you. That was part. Right. I was like, this is very out of character. It's unexpected consequence. But Alyssa, I also have to say, because we have this ongoing debate, and we are still continuing to get people weighing in on both sides, I should say, about the more happierness of it all.
That's funny.
Somebody said to me, if he can have the Got Back tour, because that's the name of his tour, Got Back, you can have more happier.
I think that's fair. Yes, for anyone who hasn't been following this, yes, some people think more happier we shouldn't use because it's not grammatically correct, which of course we realize, but we choose it anyway.
But some people do not like that. But so the name of the song was
that's
Get
funny.
Back, the name of the documentary was Get Back, and the name of this tour is Got Back.
That's great.
Very funny.
That's great. Well, I am so glad you went, I must say. I feel very happy that I got you into this whole new love.
Yes.
I got to find your next passion.
I know. Where is it going to be? That's a great question.
And Gretchen, of course, the only bummer about all this is I was going to go with you to the concert, but I decided that there was just too much COVID and Jack had something important to go to, so I didn't want to risk us all getting COVID before that. But I'm glad you went because I got so much pleasure just out of getting the blow-by-blow from you and the videos you sent me.
I was like, oh my gosh, Bruce Springsteen just walked on stage. It's live
video.
Live texting it. Yeah, there was like the fireworks. I'm like, there was fireworks. Yeah, it was fun.
So it wasn't the sisterly adventure we hoped for. Yeah. So we'll have to have a different sisterly adventure.
Absolutely.
Okay, Gretch, what is our spotlight on a tool this week?
Okay, there are so many weddings happening now. I don't know about you, but so many people I know are getting married finally, which means that people are doing readings and giving toasts. And so I just wanted to remind everybody that we have a great compilation of wedding readings that listeners sent to us. And I will post a link in the show notes, or you can go to GretchenRubin.com/resources if you want that, because people often say, you know, I want to have a beautiful reading or put it in the order of services or something. And so some are long, some are short. It's a beautiful collection. So I wanted to remind people that we have that on offer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We got so many great readings when we asked.
And what about, usually we talk about quality screen time, but this time it's quality not screen time.
Yes. Okay, Gretchen, I am once again something I have been badgering. Yep. Talk about a happiness bully. Maybe I'm also a happiness bully.
Maybe.
At least where you're concerned.
Yeah.
I always talk about my love of audiobooks.
Yeah.
I'm always listening to some book.
Yeah.
And I'm always trying to get you to listen to a book, and you never want to listen to
no.
a book, but for some reason you decided to listen to a book. So I want to hear all about it.
Well, this is the thing, Elizabeth. Like, in the end, I know that you're Elizabeth. Jamie always says, Jamie's always right. That's his thing. I'm always like, Jamie's always right. But you're always right. And you give great recommendations. And so I had read the first, there's a series of novellas called The Murderbot Diaries by Martha Wells. They're science fiction. And I read the first one. And it, for some reason, it just struck me that I thought I could listen to this. Usually I find it hard to pay attention to audiobooks, like to stay focused. I don't know why that is, because I can listen to podcasts and stay focused. But for some reason, I find it difficult with a book. But for some reason, I thought with these, I could do it. And so I read the print version of the first one, All Systems Red. But then for the next ones, I listened to the next three in audio. And I did miss certain aspects of, like, if there's a part that I like to go over it and over it and reread it. And that's harder in audio.
Yes.
But I whipped through it because I had all this time that I would have otherwise probably been listening to The Office Ladies, you know? So I can catch up with The Office Ladies later. But I was able, like, during my walks and running errands and things, I listened to The Murderbot Diaries. And I so enjoyed it. So now I feel like I have this whole new avenue and inspired, Elizabeth, because I know you were reading Leave the Gun, Take the Cannoli. It sounded so good that I was like, oh, I'm going to try that too. So I'm going to try that.
Good. Because, I mean, I listen to novels, but mostly I listen to nonfiction. And I don't know why that is.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought about that distinction. Why do you think that is? Because maybe this is a good test. So now I'm listening to this, which is nonfiction, and so I can compare.
I don't know, maybe because language does tend to be more important in novels, you know, the actual language, that it's nice to read it on the page. But I don't know. I just, from the start, when I started audiobooks, it's almost always that's where I listen to nonfiction. And I don't often like to read nonfiction. I really prefer to listen to it.
Well, it's interesting
because
a lot of times when I'm reading nonfiction, it's a book that I'm kind of reading for work. Like, I'm reading a book about the ear, you know,
right.
You know, this is your brain on sound or whatever. So that kind of book I could not listen to, but I could listen to a book where it's just supposed to be interesting to me.
Yeah.
Like maybe a memoir that doesn't really have anything in particular that I would anticipate having to take notes.
Well, and here's what I will tell you, that a memoir is actually really enhanced by listening because almost always it's the author who reads it. So if you're listening to Sally Field's memoir, for instance, having Sally Field reading it really makes it better. Having Steve Martin read his book, I listened to Steve Martin's book, really makes it better.
Yeah.
So I do think memoirs are particularly great to listen to. And of course, anything, as you know, by David Sedaris, because he has an amazing voice.
Right. He's got such an unusual voice. Oh, well, that's good. Well, I think I need to experiment a little bit because I think, I mean, I know people who are so into audiobooks and they will spend a long time comparing and contrasting different readers and the voice choices. And what about this? What about that? So I know that that's a huge aspect of it.
Start to recognize people's voices, and that can be a little disorienting because you feel suddenly like you're listening to a different book, when you hear this voice. So that's very funny.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. Well, I'm excited. And I'm going to think about it for nonfiction and for something that I feel like is just purely pleasurable nonfiction.
So you don't have to take notes.
Good.
On.
Well, Elizabeth, you're your happiness bully away.
I'm glad you're doing this, Gretchen. Okay, coming up, you have a quote for us, but first this break. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. When you're a parent, as we both are, you'll have your fair share of big talks with your kids. One of those big talks should involve money, and Greenlight can help with that. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. You can send your kids instant money transfers, get real-time notifications of spending, manage chores, and automate allowance. Gretchen, we got green light for Jack. And I love that it teaches him financial independence. Mm. He can earn money from us by doing chores and then getting money deposited into his green light account. He can keep track of what he's spending.
Millions of parents and kids use Greenlight to learn how to make responsible financial choices. So stop putting off the money talk and start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/happier. That's greenlight.com/happier to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/happier. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. Elizabeth, right this second, I am wearing my sweater from Quince. It's the Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweater in Everglade green. It feels so great, and it came in so many gorgeous colors. I love this green.
Yeah, Gretchen, I got the same sweater in white, and I absolutely love it. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Gretchen.
Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places. Okay, Gretch, what is our quotation today?
Yes, this is from Per Pedersen's book, Outstealing Horses. The rack stood as if it had been there forever, across the landscape and lit by the sun with its long shadow behind it, and in harmony with every fold of the field, and finally turned into a mere form, a primordial form, even if that was not the word I used then. And it gave me huge pleasure just to look at it. I can still feel the same thing today when I see a hay rack in a photograph from a book, but all that is a thing of the past now. So the feeling of pleasure slips into the feeling that time has passed, that it is very long ago, and the sudden feeling of being old.
Mm. Gives me chills.
Ah. So, Elizabeth, are you feeling grammatically, correctly happier?
Yes, I am feeling happier and more happier.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chuck. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Twitter at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Elizabeth Kraft. Our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com. And for everything related to this episode, links, photos, and more, go to happiercast.com. Bye, Gretch.
Bye, Elizabeth. The best time to start a happiness project is 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
So, Gretchen, I looked on YouTube. I saw that when Paul McCartney does I've Got a Feeling, he has John Lennon up on the big screens from the documentary. Was that so cool in person?
Yeah, he said Peter Jackson told him, like, oh, I can pull that part out. Like, and so it was like they were singing a duet. Like, you could see John Lennon's face there. I'll post a picture of it in the show notes because I got a good shot of both of like the two images together. So I just got chills listening to that song and listening to them. And it really was extraordinary. From the Onward Project.